On the line, we have Alexander Arefiev, who is the press attaché of the Russian embassy in South Africa. Good afternoon to you, Alexander.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon.
Thank you so much for joining us here on 101.9 Chai FM. Yeah, Alexander, just last week, on the 8th of May, I think was the date, we had VE Day, the victory over the Allies, over the Nazis and their allies in Europe. And I think it would be fair to say that the then Russia probably lost civilians and soldiers in unparalleled proportions. Would that be accurate?
Yes, that is absolute accurate. That is correct. The Soviet Union paid an enormous price to win that war.
Figures that I believe I've heard are somewhere in the region of, it could not have been 30 million. I must be confusing things, but is it possible that it was, you know, as high as 10 and 12?
Actually, if you take both civilians and military,
yes,
the number would amount to 26.6 million casualties.
Wowie. So that figure of 30 was not far off. That is what I kind of recalled from somewhere or other. So what I wanted to ask you is, that kind of a loss is unimaginable to most of us. Has that affected the Russian consciousness today? I mean, if you're a Russian, are you aware of the sacrifices that your parents and grandparents made for your freedom?
Yes, I'm well aware, and every Russian is aware of that, I believe. Because 9th of May today, I believe, is the main celebration in Russia, aside from the New Year, perhaps. On this day, we celebrate the unity and strength of our nation, and we honor those who gave their lives to defeat the ultimate evil, which is Nazism. Because the war came to every household. It didn't leave anyone unaffected. So everyone got involved, which is why we call this war the Great Patriotic War. Soviet Union's very existence and Russia's very existence as its successor depended on the outcome of World War II, which is why we have no right to forget about that. Which is why we attach that great importance to that celebration.
Yeah, and I must say, speaking with a Jewish perspective on history, I think Jews have a lot to be grateful for to the Soviet Union, who did in fact push the Nazis back and defeat them and liberated I don't know how many concentration camps. I think there's definitely a historical debt of gratitude to what the Russians went through in terms of liberating Jews.
That is correct. Yes, we did make a lot. The Soviet Union made a lot. Because for us, there was no alternative but to defeat Nazism. There was no alternative.
Alexander, there is, I don't want to take away from the sacrifice, because I think the enormity of it defies description and defies words. But one needs to bear in mind that at the beginning of the war, Stalin and Hitler actually had a pact. Because there was an aim to divide Poland. I'm just wondered how that is taught or how that is understood in modern Russia, in a Russia that is left Stalin way behind. How is that period in history understood?
Well, the Molotov-Ribbentrop Pact, I believe you're referring to that particular agreement.
Yes.
Well, it was only the last in line, in a huge line, a very long line of similar agreements that European powers made with Nazi Germany. It was only concluded at the point when the Soviet Union's every diplomatic effort was exhausted, when we tried every single possibility to make a unified European front line against Nazi Germany. So from our perspective, it was only a measure to postpone the war, to take it further from our borders. That is all. There is nothing to divide Poland or something. It was aimed at protecting our country. And as I said, it was only the last in line. It's not something unique. It's not something that only Soviet Union did. That is.
Okay, no, that is interesting because it is a contentious part in history. But as I said, I mean, way more important than that is the sacrifice that the Russians made afterwards. Losing 30 million people is indescribable. I think many of us have seen those documentaries where you saw ill-equipped Russians sharing one gun because you hadn't had time to equip your army sufficiently to be able to confront the enemy. And just bravery, the likes of which one hasn't seen. The involvement of women, I think that also was pretty unusual at the time. There seemed to have been a lot of females involved in the war effort in Russia, but actually on front lines as well, not just in the back.
I wouldn't say that involvement of women or lack of ammunition was the source of courage. It wasn't at all. We just realized how dangerous was the enemy that came to us, that invaded us. And I believe that everyone, women included, men and women, young and old, people, regardless of their faith, regardless of their ethnicity, regardless of their profession or age, they just stood together to repel this dangerous enemy. The realization that the very existence of our country, of our motherland, depended on how we acted back then, that what gave us courage. That was gave us the resolve to defeat the enemy. I believe that was the source of our
Alexander,
courage.
How do Russians remember the holiday both at home and abroad? What would they be doing today?
Well, there is a variety of commemorative events, both in Russia and abroad. Well, first of all, we usually hold a parade. Due to coronavirus restrictions, yeah, it was postponed for a further date, but we still had an air parade above Moscow and in the skies above many cities in Russia. We organize various activities, photo exhibitions, movie demonstrations, you name it. And of course we do cherish our veterans, our beloved veterans. We pay the tribute to them, both in the country and abroad. Like in South Africa, for example, we do have an association that is in charge with that and helps the embassy to fulfill this duty. So this is why, in general, how do we celebrate?
I must say, I'm going to leave it there, Alexander. Thank you so much for making the time to talk to us on this very important day. And I just, on a parting thought, is that a name of a city such as Stalingrad, okay, I know it's not called that anymore, but I think that is so synonymous with tenacity and bravery. I mean, I think many of us have seen documentary films where Stalingrad was almost but lost. There was nothing left, and yet the Russians held on through starvation, through deprivation. Their courage took them through and they finally succeeded. So, yeah, strong people with a strong will.
Yes, exactly so. Stalingrad became a symbol of our resistance, of our unbreakable will to victory. And not just Stalingrad, many other cities. Take Battle of Moscow, for example, or Siege of Leningrad. Our people showed unparalleled resolve to stand for their motherland. And Stalingrad, yes, is a great example of that.
Yeah, an absolute turning point in the war. And so easily could have gone the other way, but for absolute tenacity. Alexander Arafiev, press attaché of the Russian embassy in South Africa, thank you so much for talking to us here on 101.9 Chai FM.
Thank you very much. Thank you.